Hey there, before we get started, if you have not followed me yet on TikTok, what are you doing? It's at Heather Parody, P-A-R-A-D-Y. And you may be saying, well, Heather, I don't even have a TikTok. Well, there's your first problem. Go ahead and download the app, follow your girl, and I'll see you over there.
When you love something, you are committed to it. You're willing to fight for it. You're willing to be bored with it. You're willing to see it on its worst days. Hello, marriage. Hello, right? We're almost married to our creative pursuit.
I've always felt immense fear.
I was born with cerebral palsy.
I have always felt small.
I was told not to take risks.
I may be blind, but I teach people how to see.
And I'm proud to be an individual.
This podcast is for you, the unconventional leader.
Maybe you are the one that everyone discounted.
Maybe you struggle with fear and self-doubt.
We are here to empower the next generation of self-starters to step up,
use their voice,
and make an impact in this world.
What up, y'all? Welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host. Fridays, it's me and it's you. While we talk about the crap, the suck, the not so fun part of our unconventional journey. Are you a creative? Do you consider yourself to be a creative? Are you trying to build a creative business? Are you trying to get your work out there? Are you going against the grain from what your mama and your daddy and your Aunt Margaret thought you should be doing with your life? Well, you are my people. It takes a lot of courage throwing yourself out there, going against the grain. But here is the truth. With courage also comes a lot of fear. You know, what's there to be courageous about if you're not fidgeting a little bit, right? So if you're in that place right now, I hope this episode encourages you that you're normal. This is a part of the process. And if we're not leaning into the uncomfortable, the question does come up. Are we really growing? But before we get started, if you have not done so yet, I want you to hit that subscribe button. And if you have not done so yet, there's a lot of not done so yets. If you left us a review, I'd greatly appreciate that. I would love to hear from you. Here's a shout out from Trevor Oldham. It says, if you're thinking about starting a business or how to lead a team, then you need to listen to what Heather and her guests have to say. Well, thank you, Trevor. I appreciate you. So again, if you've not done so yet, please head over to iTunes or your Apple Podcasting app. Leave us a review so I can sing to you on the show. So, Fidget Friday, what's making me fidget? Well, besides Clubhouse, because Clubhouse is making me nervous, y'all. All these people in these rooms, and there's these mods, and there's these stages, and people got all these rules, and I'm like, oh, Lord, here goes another app. Here goes another new language to learn. Does anybody else feel that way when something comes out? Like, you're pumped about it, right? But you're also, too, like, I got to go to class and learn something new. But, I mean, that's the game I signed up for, so I really cannot complain. And that kind of leads into what we're going to talk about today, right? No matter what you're doing right now, no matter if you're a photographer in Atlanta, no matter if you're a comedian in LA, no matter if you are starting your coaching business out there in the foreign lands in Europe, maybe you're selling t-shirts in Africa. I don't know what you're doing right now, but listen, no matter what you're doing, it's going to be freaking hard, right? It's boring. I actually put on Instagram yesterday just this big post about the boredom, how boring sometimes the things that we do is. And I know that that's not the most awesome thing to say because we want to get on these platforms and be like, buzz, I built my six-figure business doing blah, blah, blah. I don't work a day in my life. And I sit on my ass at the beach and it's just amazing. Cool, Jackie, but that's not really the full truth. Let's be super honest about what it took to get there. And sometimes, a lot of times, most of the time, it's not as glamorous, right? And so when we get bored, when we get frustrated, we're like, well, I'm doing something wrong. Maybe, but maybe it's a patience game, right? So this question comes up. When it gets hard, sometimes I have to ask myself, I'm like, okay, is this hard? Is this difficult? Is this boring because I'm in the wrong lane? That's valid. That could very well be true. Anybody ever been in the wrong lane, figuratively and literally? You don't want to ride with me in a car, y'all. I promise you. The way that I talk in real life is the way that I drive. So if you want to feel close to Jesus, feel some more dependency on him, get in the passenger seat of the Parody car, okay? But how do we know when we're in the wrong lane? Versus this is just a part of the process. Well, I think there's a lot of different ways to approach this, but I've heard something come up two different times on our latest interviews, and I want to know if you can hear it, okay? I'm going to play a clip real quick. Let's investigate together. Let's put on our investigative britches, listen in really close. Side note, britches is the country way of saying pants, y'all, okay? Let's listen in to what previous guest this past week, Kevin L. Johnson, who plays Sam on Netflix Ozark, super awesome human. He's an actor, and he originally thought he was going to go into computer science, okay? But it was hard, and it didn't work out. And I asked him, I said, how did you know that wasn't something that you were supposed to do? Because everything's hard, right? It's all hard. How did you know? Listen to what he had to say.
I really, really tried in the computer science realm, and I just don't think it was, it wasn't my passion, clearly. But I gave it a go for like a semester and a half, maybe, I think. And just, yeah, I was just like, man, I'm just not getting it. And I went to tutors and things like that for like, calculus and all that kind of stuff. It just wasn't, I don't know. I was just like, maybe if I'm going to have to work this hard for something and maybe that's the wrong
enjoy
way to say it,
it,
but yeah, I mean, it was hard to enjoy something that I was up like all hours of the night trying to finish a program for a class and it just wasn't clicking. So I just said, you know what? Maybe I should switch it up.
It just wasn't clicking. He said a key word in there, a key sentence phrase that our next guest, Jeremy Parker, who's a co-founder of swag.com, who originally started off as a filmmaker and then decided that he was called to be an entrepreneur. Yes, he was. He's built a multi-million dollar business. It's crazy. But when he was standing there receiving awards as a filmmaker, reaching that pinnacle, reaching that milestone that so many people would want to be, he knew internally this wasn't what he was supposed to do. What was that key thing? Kevin alluded to it. Let's see if you can hear it with Jeremy.
Just think about my perspective. I was actually the winner of this film festival. So it wasn't even a failure. I won the festival. We won the audience award at the Vail Film Festival. So I'm in this room and people are congratulating me and I'm signing autographs. I'm literally the winner of this festival. And I still had the internal gut check of, am I good enough? Because what I realized is when I was looking at all the other films and I was walking around for those 5 days and I'm seeing the work, even though we won, I'm seeing the work of other people and I was wildly impressed. And I really just did an internal gut check. Like, I'm clearly good at this, but am I really good at this to make it a career? And then it kind of was like, I don't know, it's borderline. It's like borderline to me. And then it became like, well, do I really love it? And if I didn't love it, then why should I pursue something that I don't necessarily love to do?
Right.
And that's what really was the kind of the impetus of the change.
But then you go into the business and you said you failed at some businesses, which might be a sign that says, hey, I'm not good enough at this, but you knew deep down that it was something you still needed to pursue. What was the internal thing there?
The internal thing for me with business is I really loved it.
Okay.
I love the challenge of it. And I realized when I failed at something that, you know, I failed and I could pinpoint why I failed. And I could say, you know what, the next time I'm not going to fail in that way. I might fail in a completely different way. Right? With business, there's no kind of foolproof. I mean, there's so many smart people in the world who are starting businesses that just don't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like you're guaranteed to succeed if you work hard enough. It's not like there's no guarantee
that's
in anything.
Truth.
But I think what you could do is you could learn from what you're doing and you can make the next experience better. And that doesn't mean you're gonna win at it or it's gonna succeed, but you have a better shot at it. And every business that you fail, failure is just a means to becoming successful, in my opinion. It might not happen right away. It might take you 30 years, 50 years, 100. Like, you might be doing this for your whole life before you find success, but you're going to have a better chance of being successful because you're going to learn from your failures.
All right, y'all, let's take a poll. What do you think it was? For me, what I'm hearing is this question that we have to return to over and over and over again, and a question that might change, but it's important. Do I love this? Do I love it? And I'm not saying you gotta like it all the time, but there's a big difference between love and like, and you know that. When you love something, you are committed to it. You're willing to fight for it. You're willing to be bored with it. You're willing to see it on its worst days. Hello, marriage. Hello, right? We're almost married to our creative pursuits. We're in a relationship with our creative pursuits. How is your relationship with it right now? Are you bitter towards it? Are you angry towards it? Do you think I've given you so much and you've not given me anything in return? That's so fair. And there comes a point in every relationship where you have to sit down and look and ask yourself the hard question, is this something I want to stay married to? Because for it to work out, there has to be a commitment level, right? Again, not a liking level, but a deep-rooted commitment level that I am going to make this work. We together are going to make this work. We're committed to one another. And sometimes, no judgment. The right answer is no. We mutually agree that this was not our match, right? There is redemption, there is healing in every relationship, including your creative pursuit. If you're starting to get resentful towards it, it's time to address it. It's time to start working on our relational issues with our thing. That sounds so wrong. Man, that sounds off. You know what I'm trying to say. It's time to sit down and look at it and say, do I really love this? Or was this something that I felt pressured to do? Was this something that my mama or daddy put on me? Was this something that the pastor at my church told me I was 16 was supposed to do this? Was this something that I'm doing for love and approval? Is this something that I once fully loved and now I'm so curious about something else and I feel like completely spent on this? Ask yourself these questions. There's no right or wrong with it. But maybe, just maybe when you sit down and look at your relationship with this thing, maybe you're frustrated. Maybe you want to hate it sometimes. Maybe it doesn't make logical sense to Aunt Margaret or you sometimes, but there's something deep, deep down about it that you love, that you know you don't want to live without. And even though it's not what it seems on the outside, amen, in the back, it's not what it seems, you are recommitting to your craft. What does that look like for you today? How can we recommit when we need to recommit? Where can we let go where we need to let go? The beautiful thing about this is no one can answer this for you. I go to Google too much, right? When sometimes I just need to stop and sit and be with myself. Allow silence in. Allow unknown in. Allow emptiness and void and uncertainty. Allow all of that in, because maybe behind all of that, there's something whispering to you and calling to you and trying to adjust you in some small little way. But we've got to get quiet and still to know the answer that is right for us. Do you love what you do? If the answer is no, that's okay. I just want to acknowledge that. And if the answer is yes, recommit with me, because I'm going through this too, y'all. I'm going through it too, to look at our work and figure out how we can honor it more, how we can nurture it more, how can we become more diligent with it, how we can stop cheating on it with Netflix. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, we didn't even go there. We didn't even go there. Some people be having affairs with their creative pursuits with Netflix. Mm-hmm. We see you. What is done in the dark will be brought to light. Praise the Lord. Y'all, I'm going to let you go. I love you guys so much. I am cheering you on with my whole heart. I don't know how long this is going to last at all. It may be a couple of weeks, so take this for what it's worth. But as of right now, I'm doing Fidget Friday calls on Clubhouse on Fridays. So if you want to find me at Heather Parody, we jumped on this morning for like 20 minutes and just talked about things that were making us fidget in our unconventional journey. So if you're on the Clubhouse train, if that's still a thing by the time you're listening to this, and if I have not pulled out my hair by that time and still on Clubhouse, find me at Heather Parody. And I'd love to just chat with you and hear about what's making you fidget and squirm in this crazy, crazy journey that we all signed up for. Love you. In your corner. See you soon.